We are off now to the wonderful Opera Holland Park in London for details about their summer season of productions with audio description for blind and partially sighted people. And I'm glad to say that I'm now joined by Alice Bizant from Opera Holland Park, who joins me now here on RNIB Connect Radio to share some of their productions that are on this summer with audio description. Hello, Alice, and welcome to Connect Radio.
Hi, Toby. Thank you so much for having me. It's a real joy to be able to talk to you today.
I have been very lucky over the years to have seen a number of opera productions at the wonderful Opera Holland Park. Alice, for listeners who may not have heard of OHP before, would you be able to give me a bit of a potted history about the company and why access is so important to OHP?
Of course, it'd be my pleasure. So Opera Holland Park has been based at the heart of Kensington and Chelsea for the best part of 25 years now. We actually celebrated our silver anniversary last September. We put on a wide variety of opera productions and opera-related events over the course of our summer season, but we also run a wide variety of outreach and engagement activities throughout the whole course of the year. We're quite a unique company in that we are based in the centre of a green space in the middle of London, which we all know are quite rare to come by anyway, but we construct and deconstruct our theatre every year. So every summer we create our space, we adapt the design slightly, and we make a really special performance place, effectively. As I mentioned, we put on a wide variety of shows. So some of these will be the classic operas, which I'll mention some of later on. Some will be UK premieres, and some will even be world premieres. So we really are at the forefront of the opera industry. And we like to think that our access offerings are incredibly strong as well. Access is something that's incredibly dear to every member of the company, both in terms of staff who work all year round, and then also our summer season staff, both in terms of our admin staff, our backstage staff, and of course, our performers. Everyone really understands, appreciates, and wants to ensure that anyone can come and enjoy the emotion, the music, and the vibrancy that opera has to offer. As I'm sure you're aware, Toby, having been to us previously, the music is an incredibly powerful element of the opera. You know, because we are very lucky and have a partnership with the City of London Sinfonia, because we have that live music element, you can really feel the music in your body. But also with our singers, coupled with that live music element, the emotion that they are portraying through their voices really carries across in our space. But of course, there are other elements to putting on an opera production that come into play, and that does include the costumes, the set design, the lighting. And we want to make sure that anyone who comes is able to appreciate all of those elements to the best capability that they can. And we therefore are really, really pleased to be able to continue our offering our audio described performances, which we have done for many years in partnership with the local Vocalise charity, who come and do the describing for us. We think it's such a fundamental part of being able to keep the performing arts and opera in particular as accessible and engaging for everyone. And we therefore really pride ourselves on the fact that access and accessibility and outreach sits at the heart of everything that we do.
And as listeners may be able to hear in the background there, I think are rehearsals going on at the moment.
Yes.
Alice, would you mind giving me a bit of a rundown on what you have on offer over summer with audio description? As I know, there are some great operas coming up, including the UK premiere of Little Women and a bit of Gilbert and Sullivan too.
Absolutely. I'd like to see that you've done your research, Toby. It'd be my pleasure. So we'll be starting our summer season, and our first audio described performance is going to be with Carmen. Now, Carmen is such a well-known opera that even if you think you haven't heard any of the music, if you come along to us in the summer, I'm absolutely certain that there'll be something that you recognise. Now, Carmen, our titular character, she is someone who doesn't play by the rules. She lives as however her mood takes her. But when she meets someone, a man called Jose, someone who is willing to desert the army for her, she discovers and he realizes that actually Carmen's freedom is most important, and that for her must always come first. She's a brilliantly feisty character, and I cannot wait to see it come to life on our stage, I have to say. So our first audio described performance is Carmen, and that will be taking place on Sunday, the 12th of June at 2 p.m. Then, a week later, on Sunday the 19th of June, also at 2 p.m, we have Eugene Onegin, In this opera, the wonderful, enigmatic, charismatic, mysterious Onyegin arrives at the country estate of the bookish teenager Tatiana. Tatiana, living quite a rural life, is very taken with Onyegin's air of sophistication. She immediately falls in love with him, and so begins a tempestuous love story as these two characters slowly start to realise how they might actually feel for each other. But the big question is, will they get their happy ending? And you'll just have to come along and see. We then lead into our wonderful double bill offering for this year, which is split between Margot Le Rouge, which was composed by Delius, and La Villi, which was composed by Puccini. These are two one-act operas, which we will pair together in the same evening. So we will start with Margot Le Rouge, which will play for the first act. We'll then have our interval, and then we will shift into La Villi, which will be our second opera. Now, in this double bill, we're contrasting two surprise reunions between old flames. One leads to a crime of passion, and the other leads to supernatural revenge, which I think is going to be very intriguing to see take place on stage. And the audio described performance for this one is on Sunday, the 31st of July. We then also have Little Women. So with Little Women, our audio described performance takes place on Sunday, the 24th of July at 2 p.m. And as you mentioned, Toby, this is the UK premiere this year that we are incredibly excited to be hosting. It's become a modern classic in the USA, and the New York Times has described it as some sort of masterpiece. Composer Mark Adamo has adapted this iconic novel by Louisa May Alcott. It's set around the time of the Civil War and still focuses on the wonderful four March sisters. We will meet the independent and ambitious Jo and her sisters Meg, Beth and Amy, as well as Marmy, their mother, and the boy next door, Laurie, who I think is such a wonderfully iconic character as the friend turned lover, turned friend, turned how else is he going to develop into their family. We're really excited to be able to bring this opera to our stage this year. I think it's going to be such a wonderful fit in our space, particularly because they carry such pastoral themes, and obviously we're set in the beautiful Holland Park. It's going to be a real wonderful collaboration, I think, between stage and nature and nurture. And then, as you mentioned, we round off the season with a wonderful bit of Gilbert and Sullivan. This year, we are collaborating again with the Charles Court Opera Company, and we are going to be presenting with them HMS Pinafore. This is one of the most rip-roaring and raucous Gilbert and Sullivan pieces, I think. But the question is, within the opera, if you're set up with someone and everyone thinks this is a perfect match, it's a match made in heaven, they're going to have a wonderful marriage, how do you tell those people that actually a mere seaman has captured your heart instead? It's such a flagship piece from this dynamic duo, and it's a tale of tangled love that defies all of the odds and the hierarchies that were in play at the time, and comes through into something truly, truly spectacular. And our audio described performance for HMS Pinafore will be on Saturday, the 13th of August at 2 p.m. I'd also like to just mention, Toby, that before all of these performances, taking place an hour before, we will be able to facilitate touch tours for anyone who would like to come along and experience a little bit of the production elements and the set in a way that will be most accessible to them, and in a way that we always really enjoy giving, because they are such wonderful, inclusive, welcoming spaces, and gives us a chance to talk more about the things that we love doing the most, which is putting on opera for all of our wonderful audiences.
And the touch tours are incredibly useful, because you do get that opportunity to talk to some of the cast members, walk around the set, and sort of get to grips with some of the props as well. Alice, are there any particular productions that you are looking forward to that you might maybe recommend for listeners to book for?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that question. There absolutely are. I mean, Little Women, first and foremost for me, because for myself, it's a novel that I grew up loving. I could identify, I think, with each of the sisters at different times in my life, particularly with Jo. She's independent, she's ambitious, she's studious, she loves writing. And I think it's going to be really lovely to see that character come to life on stage, but with the addition of music. I don't know how well you know the story yourself, Toby, but within Little Women in the books, there's a really big focus on the Little Women Clubhouse. It's a secret club that the sisters form, and they put on plays for themselves and for their mother and their friends. And I love the parallel nature of us being able to bring a stage performance of their story in the way that they were creating stories and putting on performances within the novel of Little Women. I'm also really excited to see one of our artists playing one of these roles this summer. We're really pleased that we have Charlotte Badham, who is a wonderful soprano singer and also one of our Young Artist Scheme alumna. She's coming back to us this year and we'll be playing Jo March. Now, I've heard her sing some of Jo's arias and she brings such a wonderful characterization to the singing, even before I've seen it on stage, that I can't wait to see how she builds the character of Jo up into something that we're all going to be able to recognise, resonate with, and ultimately really enjoy. The other production actually that I'm really looking forward to, because I've not yet tasted any of OHP's double bill offerings, is Margot LaRouge and La Villi. I think because I've never experienced a one-act opera in its own right before, I'm really excited to see two one-act operas in one night. It really does feel like two for the price of one, which I think is going to be really exciting to see. Also, I've heard so much about the musical elements of these two operas, and because we have such wonderful acoustics at our theatre, I'm really looking forward to seeing how they come to life. Delius with Margot LaRouge has a real kind of verissimo element to it. There's a lot of colour, there's a lot of engagement and a lot of power within the music. And especially because it's set in a corner of Paris that might be a bit downtrodden, a bit different, certainly to the wonders of Holland Park. I'm really looking forward to being transported to France with that particular opera. And then I'm an absolute lover of Gothic romance and Gothic fiction, and that is something that's going to be explored in great depth in La Villi by Puccini. There's going to be some wonderful expressions, some wonderful staging. I've seen some set designs for it, and I think it's going to be a really, really exciting piece to see on stage. So those are the ones that I would recommend to your listeners, because I think they're going to be really exciting ones to come and witness with us this year.
Some people might say that opera is a bit stuffy and it's all about picnics on the lawn and dressing up in your DJs and an evening dress and all that kind of stuff. And from my experience of coming to Opera Holland Park, it's definitely not that. It's very much accessible. It's very much, you know, accessible for everybody as well.
Yes, very much so. And I'm really pleased to hear you say that. I think opera does carry that little bit of a reputation. But the truth is, I think I would say it's actually one of the most accessible art forms. I think you could ask anyone that you know or anyone that you don't know for a piece of their favourite music or a song that they enjoy. And I think music really has that unifying power. And I always have found with opera that it doesn't necessarily matter if I don't understand everything that is being sung, because it's being sung in a different language, because it's the emotion and the subtleties of the way that the music is played that actually speaks to our collective humanity. I think we all have those shared experiences of going through life. And I think that opera, perhaps more than any other art form, is one that is really able to capture what it means to go through life. Now, together, it's a really timeless art form, I think, for me. And I think that's what makes it most accessible, because you're relying on the power of the emotion and the singers and the music to just carry you away for a couple of hours into a world that is very different to the one that we know, but also very similar. And I think it's that wonderful duality that opera brings that means it's very accessible and that anyone can enjoy it. Sure, it might take seeing a couple of operas for you to really find your niche with it, but I'm convinced that everyone has an opera for them. And it's just a case of seeing as many as you can before you find the one that really lights your fire and makes you go, oh, yes, this is going to stay with me forever.
Alice, if listeners would like to find out more about Opera Holland Park's 2022 season of productions with audio description, where is the best place for people to go to find out more?
So we do have our website, which is www.operahollandpark.com. all lowercase, all one word. Or we also have our box office, which is manned by a wonderful team of staff who'd always be more than happy to assist with any queries or concerns or ideas or thoughts. And their number is 0300 999 1000.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Alice from Opera Holland Park, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and sharing all the performances that are on this summer with audio description.
Thank you.